with epoxy, but you have to make sure the epoxy doesn't drip into the connector contact area. But that worked very, very well, and it looks sharp and it's perfectly well insulated. The nice thing about the silicone is if you end up having a problem where you break the pigtail or something bad happens to the pigtail, you can cut the silicone away, resolder a new pigtail onto it, and away you go, and just reseal it with some RTV. So it's all good. But Howie, I think, has posted to the ComTech group a similar suggestion by a gentleman. I can't seem to find the email right this second, but on the ComTech group, you will find somebody else's approach to this, and I think that's a great idea. So I'm just wondering if, either at Barrack at night or at, at Fairlawn, the appropriate Friday night, unless I'm sure tomorrow night's appropriate, but we can make more of these. If people bring up a stack of power poles and some number 12 wire, we can make up as many as you want. We can always get more pigtails. That's pretty easy to do. So the pigtails you buy in bulk for like 50 cents a piece on Amazon, and you're good to go. Anybody have any thoughts on this? Alrighty. Well, I guess not, but it was a wonderful... It was certainly a wonderful thing to do, and opened a lot of eyes as to how simple and straightforward this is, and and can be done to for your low current devices. I mean, don't put a 20 or 30 amp fuse if one of the devices that has no fuse on it is a 1 amp or 2 amp device. It's unlikely that the feed of wire is going to be happy about having 10 or 20 amps pass through it, but or 20 or 30 amps pass through it. So to be thoughtful about that. But in general, it's good advice. The other thing I wanted to draw your attention to is there's an HF transceiver that you can buy, and it's part of a kit. It's a semi-kit with the boards already assembled. But look around, you'll see that the signal called, or a radio produced by an Indian group called HF Signals. So www.hotelfoxtrotsignals.com for $109, and soon it'll be $129, but right now it's $109. They will sell you an 80 through 10 meter wall band 10-watt transceiver with a general coverage receiver built into it, run by an Arduino processor. It might only produce as little as 5 watts on 10 meters, but by and large, it's really good. Comes with a very simple display, an Arduino embedded controller, and the RF deck is all done. All the toroids are already mounted. You have to do no RF work except route to the antenna connector. But boy, it's a nice. I mean, Don, for you it'd be QRO, but it's it can function as a very nice QRP rig. It's got a 45 meg first IF with a roofing filter, and then it's got a second IF of 12 megahertz. And I'm planning to get it to work, and then on the receive side, I think I might take one of those DVB-T SDR modules and tap off the second IF possibly use that to provide us an SDR receiver. Spectrum analyzers that are with a Raspberry Pi running it on that side, just sync up the two. I think that would just be kick ass. I just want to draw your attention to it. It's www.hfsignals.com. Anybody have any comments or anybody have seen this website and the microbeatics stuff? They've done single band stuff, by the way, before very effectively. Just kind of curious if anybody has any experience with this stuff or has read the website, what do they think? Already, everybody hopefully is running off to look at the stuff, but anyway, looks very, very cool, and I'm trying to decide what my control page would look like for running it. Because I like buttons and knobs and radios, and I also like SDRs, so I'm trying to decide how that's going to work. But I think it's really kind of neat and nifty. As it says here, make your own station rig, man pack, soda rig, if someone's on the air, trail radio, mount it in the cigar box, isn't that hilarious? And leave it by your bedside. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to put that by my bedside. But I think, you know, running digital modes and or QRPCW or phone, I think it would just be awesome. Awesome, awesome. So, hopefully everybody will take a look at this as well. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I'd like to put one of these on the mesh network. Ultimately, as a transceiver, you could actually control. I think that would be a kick. Runs on 12 volts, needs as much as 3 amps, so it's not exactly a pig. And runs SSB and CW and digital. Well, the digital is basically driven through the SSB stuff. So, anybody have any comments? Alrighty, well, I think then, I want to check to see if anybody has any comments about anything else they'd like to talk about tonight, and if not, I think we'll secure the net. Alrighty, well, I want to thank everyone for checking in tonight. I appreciate that, and look forward to seeing you next week. Remember, Fairlawn's meeting is tomorrow, Barra's meeting is Sunday, the general meeting of Fairlawn tomorrow night. I think that starts at 7:30, but the doors open at 6, so feel free to come on down. Charge your batteries. You never know if this wind's going to drop your power, so charge your batteries while you can. Keep things going. And I wish you a fine good evening. This is W2TTT K2BAR signing clear and wishing everybody a fine and happy new year and safe night.
NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS, repeat.
W2UBS repeater. This is an open repeater system.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.